I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Some people calling for an hour Waller. Not yet. It's not a pun. I think people quite get that. It does have to have some kind of a number pun there. But yes, hour two is, it still remains on suspension.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't name an hour Waller after one game.
I know, right?
Also, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's not how it works.
No.
I don't know how to tell people.
I think we need to do it until we don't do hour two until you get to 500.
That's when it will be up for, I believe. I think we will bring it up to appeal then.
And I think you could have whoever's defending Tua can make a good argument for Tua because of the way the NFL is right now. Certain games don't look losable. Right.
This year feels like a bloodbath. Like with all of the injuries that are going on right now.
Last man standing.
We're a month into the season.
You ever think that a lot of these injuries are not because of the workload, but the lack thereof?
I know you think that. I'm not going to disagree with you because you know more about injuries than probably anybody I've ever met. But I don't know. Like, I think people have a lot of theories on how this goes. People are talking about the turf. They're talking about, are they putting them through too many games now? I don't know.
I think the shoes play more of a role in than people think.
How about this? How about the grass? How about NFL wanting to stop being cheap? You know, because you know what?
No, but keep in mind, Vlad, like, I've made this point before. Those stadiums aren't for football. Those stadiums make money.
I get that.
So the kind of surfaces that they put in these stadiums, except for one team.
Arizona.
And that is the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. And you notice how everybody loves playing in that stadium, how everybody wants to go to that stadium for that Super Bowl because it's consistent grass. And the fact of the matter is, especially the stadium at MetLife, that thing,
That thing's a monster. That's the literal turf monster.
That's literally the turf monster. Like Tobin just said, every injury, major injuries. Nick Bosa blew out his knee. Obviously, Aaron with his Achilles.
Right.
Odell.
But keep in mind,
Malik Nabers. Like there's a history with that stadium.
Those fields are there so they can do a bunch of different things, not so they can play football. So
I get that.
While we're sitting here having conversations about the field. Understand that these owners, these billionaires,
that's beautiful,
who had these stadiums built,
that's beautiful,
build them for different reasons than we think.
But your main reason for building that stadium was for your football team. So that's your biggest asset. So what you're going to do, jeopardize your biggest asset?
You'd be amazed that if they can't get monster trucks on that Thursday after you done played on Sunday.
I don't, guess what?
They think they losing money.
Listen, they can get that $40,000 for the monster truck, but when there's only $12,000 coming to a game because your superstar player got hurt on the turf that you have on your stadium, that don't make sound, but that doesn't seem like a sound business decision.
It doesn't. I also think it's got something to do with the shoes, right? Like, everybody wants super, super traction, but at some point, you got to have control of your body. If you don't have control of your body and you can't put your body in a position to make a cut, then having those shoes put your body in a position where you can't receive that causes problems, right? And that's what people don't understand. Like, you know, everybody think they can just run out there and run any old kind of way, and you got to have control of your body, you know? And so, yeah, Tyreek playing his foot. The other thing is you got to be prepared for, like, you got to go through all that stuff. And Tobin, I tell you about camp. Camp, you have to put your body through certain things that you're going to experience during the season. Because as a competitor, you once you get into that situation, you're just going to go all out and put stress on your body that if you haven't experienced that stress, could cause injuries.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because it's like you do all this work because they don't want to be the guy who like lost somebody in camp. But like,
and they're losing them even more.
They're losing them. Yeah, I mean, like, what is, yeah, so what is the research on that? I don't know. I don't have the answers for it. I think everybody just would rather be under the umbrella of, oh, we lost at least in a game that counts, as opposed to we got it ready for the season. You know, well, I guess we always talk about this was like with the Tua thing with the concussion. It's an optics thing, right?
Right.
It's not necessarily scientific. It's how does it look? Well, and I think that's what everybody's.
The teams that are pretty physical with their players are the teams that seem to be healthy. Now, that could be just because they're really good, right? But it even hurt Detroit last year at the end of the year. Yeah, they were dropping like flies.
And look how things happen, man. Like, it's not the same sport, but like, look what just happened with the Panthers. Like,
right.
It was a nothing happened with Alexander Barkov's is done for the year.
Think of how much hockey he's played in the last 3 years.
I understand, but they're not going to, but like, the Panthers, the point they made is like, they gave everybody an extra week off, and they were coming back and saying, hey, we're going to go as hard as it is because that's how we play.
Well, and it wasn't, and you know what's funny about that is, it wasn't even the coach. It was the players talking like that.
Yeah, because they're maniacs.
When we talked to players, they're like, yeah, we're getting ready for that grind.
See Bob, you know, last night, though? No. Oh, man, mid-season form. He looked good. Oh, he looked good. What a guy. He looked good. Guy. Anton Lundell looked good. Baby Barkey, he's got some, hey, you got some big skates to fill, dude.
Yep.
Listen. Everything will be fine with the Panthers.
I don't know.
Listen.
We cannot have that mentality just go.
I was really bothered this weekend.
No,
Barkey.
Bro, when you said, remember, the last show I did with you guys was the day he got hurt. It was the first day of practice. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was like, ooh. And then when
we were watching the video.
When you showed the video and then yes. Leroy said, ooh. And I was like, uh-oh, that sounds like an MCL. And then we're like, oh, we don't know. Then you found out that, oh, it is MCL and ACL. Hey. And it was like, oh, okay.
All the L's.
Is there any isn't there anything more of a guarantee than non-contact injury is serious?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Right?
And it doesn't matter what field.
In any sport.
Because this was on ice. Yeah. This wasn't on a field or a pitch or, you know, a court. Like, this was on ice.
Yeah, well, when it's a non-contact injury, you get up if it's not serious.
Injury. Non-contact injury, everybody always cringes in any sport.
So
basketball, football.
All of them.
I just kept looking at my phone in denial. I was like, yeah, maybe it'll be better. And the news just kept getting worse. And I'm just like,
dude,
oh,
think
no.
about this. We've seen hockey players mm-hmm. with broken legs skate off the ice on their own mm-hmm. and just glide over. The fact that he had to get help right away, a hockey player?
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, no.
It was, but I do worry. Like I get it. I trust the Panthers, and if anybody's got the infrastructure, it is them. But dude, how many blows can you take? You lose Kachuk and you lose Barkov.
But then here's the thing, guy. They have depth.
They right? do have depth,
and they have the resources. They have the resources to make moves if they do need to make moves. And then here's the thing. All you got to do is stay level. Because Chucky's coming back. There's things that you can do. There's certain times with sports in sports with teams, you look like
weather the storm.
No, weather the storm, because you don't got to make a move. While some other teams might have to make a move, but the move you got to make is going to come back to you because they're already on your team already.
This is what I would say, though, Vlad, and this is why I'm more worried about the Barkov thing than the Chuck, because Chucky is a big moment guy. Like, he's an attitude guy. He shows up for the flair of the dramatic. He's there playoff to antagonize a little bit. Yeah, he's got a little playoff Jimmy to him, a little bit. Barkov is not only going to set up everybody.
Steady. He's steady.
He's shutting everyone's ass down every year.
Okay.
Anybody on the other side. And so those are what's like, can they defensively pick it up? Can they, because he's just so the identity and the fabric of everything they do. I think that they can, but that's a, it's a big loss, dude.
You lost the engine to your Lamborghini.
Yes. You did, but guess what? Sometimes you just got to take that engine back to the shop, get it, you know. Get it fixed, and then
sometimes
get it ready.
You got to take your truck to work.
It's also, if
for at least 6 months, you got to take your truck to work.
Well,
but when the weather gets better, when the weather gets better, like in spring, and you smell postseason, another cup, champagne is in the air, you're going to get that Lamborghini going, baby. Well,
it's also Mr. Las Olas' time. Like, it's Anton Lundell's. Like, you've been called Baby Barky. Like, can he step up? Can that third line's now the second line? Those guys are going to be, you know, fast and furious all over the place. Sam Iskevich. Okay.
We got Marchie.
You guys are also forgetting we have Aaron Ekblad, who is the alternative.
They did play last year with him, even though he was wrongfully suspended because he was a good boy.
Right, because he was taking things he wasn't supposed to.
No, he would never do that. No, that was definitely tainted because he was a good boy. And nobody of Aaron Ekblad's character would ever juice.
You almost tried to get it. You almost purposely tried to get one through.
Never happened.
Glove save.
Oh, man. Did I do the headlines read?
No.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit from Tua and Mike McDaniel on the Tyreek Hill injury. Dolphins get their first win of the season.
A whole two segments for Mike McDaniel.
It says 48 seconds. You know, that pretty good for him.
What? 48 seconds? That's
pretty good for him.
Hey,
that's like a 10-second clip.
See what winning does? See what winning does?
We'll take a break. Back with more for this.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. As we had our first victory game day uncensored post-game edition last night. Dolphins get a win over the New York Jets. A little sour taste in the mouth because of what happened to Tyreek Hill in the game for sure. This was Tua afterwards, what he had to say at the podium with Tyreek Hill going down.
Can you kind of describe the feeling in the locker room, the high of obviously getting your first win, mm-hmm. but then losing Tyreek to the series?
Yeah. I'd say first and foremost, and I know the guys been hearing me talk about it lately with them in the locker room and whatnot. We've been having a lot of spiritual talks. But I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, first and foremost. My thoughts are out to the guys that got hurt tonight. My thoughts and prayers are also with Reek. But it's a great feeling that we feel tonight. Obviously, when you win, that's in a way one of the best deodorants for what you could be going through. So I would say, we're enjoying it right now, but we just got to find a way to continue to stack those wins in the win column and continue to keep that going throughout the season.
All right, there you go. Two after the game. The great deodorant of winning.
Wasn't the question about Tyreek?
It was both getting the first win with the balance of also getting your first win, comparing those emotions. Burst in here like the Kool-Aid man, J-Fig. Jeez, like, did somebody anger you?
Oh, yeah.
You were like the Jets running through the Dolphins' defense last night. What the hell was going on there?
I didn't think I came in that aggressive. I'm sorry.
Came in hot. What's going on there, dude?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
My bad.
Didn't know if there was some newsletter problem or something.
No.
All right. Just double checking. What were the vibes, Vlad? You were boots on the ground last night?
Boots on the ground.
What was the vibes in the locker room last night?
It's good. I would say this. For a lot of people thinking like this locker room is fractured or splintered, it's not. It's not. It's actually more so I see more of the players in the locker room after games this season than I did last year or the year prior, even when they were winning. Obviously, they were all their thoughts were with Tyreek and wishing him the best. They were mentioning how he was cracking jokes and keeping their spirits up and obviously telling them to finish the game strong. So, but other than that, they were happy. And like I said, you could feel like, okay, we got this win. Now we're heading to Carolina. We get a win in Carolina. That Charger game in 2 weeks after what the Giants did to the Chargers, doesn't look that scary.
Yeah, they're losing guys too.
And they lost Slater before the season started. Now they just lost Joe Alt. I don't think he'll be ready by the time the Chargers come to Miami. So, yeah, it's on to Carolina, get the second win, and then start building momentum. But
also, don't lose to Carolina.
Oh, no.
Don't lose.
Don't lose. Wait, what did you name them?
Don't lose.
Well, yeah, what is this now? Everything's all changed.
You have the recap. I'll see if I stand by what my original take was. But in the meanwhile, here's Mike McDaniel on Tyreek Hill's injury.
I know he's at the hospital. I know he's staying overnight. I know it was a dislocation. He was probably in the best spirits of any player that I've ever, it's such a terrible experience when you go out and see guys when they have issues like that. But he immediately had wide eyes and was talking, I'm good, just make sure the guys get this win. We didn't, he was focused on the team. So that's what I know about it. Outside of that, I'm sure I'll be given more information tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm sure getting more from Mike McDaniel, but all reports today are this is going to be season ending, if not longer, for Tyreek Hill.
Of course.
Very, very tough to see that yesterday. Zach Sealer, man's man. Definitely played his best game yesterday. I mean, yeah. You know, so that was good to see.
Is he back? Are
we? I was glad the way they responded to getting run all over early in the game.
Yeah, I got to do a couple of Sealer on ups on one of those drives. Here's what he had to say on them getting their first win.
It's great. I mean, obviously, it's 1-3 now, and just on to next week, go to Carolina. Short week, we got to recover and regroup as fast as possible and take it up there to North Carolina.
Yeah, man's man answer. Quick, brief, concise. Moving on. But this is what he had to say on Tyreek getting hurt.
It's never easy. Praying for him. That's why, you know, you got to just treat every play like it's your last. You never know what's going to happen. No idea what. To be honest, I didn't even see it. And then once I saw everyone run over, I didn't want to look up for any replays. So praying for him and his family. Hopefully it's the quickest speed of recovery and whatever it is. Keep going.
On the good side of things, though, yesterday, as tough as that was, I mean, you got another great game from Devon Achane, who's putting together a heck of a season.
Yep.
He's good. Yep. Man. Very impressive, Leroy, what Achane's doing.
As a small guy who breaks tackles and pushes the pile, I think that's the most impressive thing. Where, understand, it's not the size of a running back, but the way in which he runs. And Achane runs very physical, even though
for a small dude, yeah, man.
Right. And so we get caught up on having a big back. And I said it before. Like, it's not the back. Is what you get them in to, you know, the game plan and how they're going to run. So when you run all these sweeps and you run all these outside plays, they get into that mindset, right? When you do a lot of running up the middle, then they get into the mindset of, let me make 2 yards, 4 yards, and let me make 5 yards, 7 yards, and something like that until you break one.
Size of the fight of the dog, dude. You know?
I knew, let me tell you something, Loki, I knew you were getting ready for some mischief because you had the smirk on your face.
What do you mean, dude? That's what they say.
You had the smirk on his face.
You were waiting.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight of the dog.
Okay. Anyway.
Really?
Right? That is what they say.
That is what they say. What,
people say that.
Mm-hmm. It is the same.
You know?
I don't believe it. Same.
I mean, the kids these days are probably just saying that, you know, Devon Achane's got that dog in him. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the cool way of saying it these days. But, it, you know, it goes back. The intangibles way of saying it is it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Why did we go 1920 Carney?
Well, I picture like an old boxing announcer, you know, like he's looking at some featherweight who's like a real underdog. He's next to Bert Sugar, right?
Damn, Bert, how old was Bert at that time? 7?
Yeah, I don't know. He's sitting there just taking, I can't believe he's taking all these shots, but you know what they say? It's the size of the fight of the dog, not the size of the dog of the fight. End of round 4.
By the way, you have Carolina as a TCB game.
Taking care of business. This is a taking care of business game.
I don't divert off that, but it's a don't lose now. Don't lose to Carolina.
Especially after the first 4 weeks of the season have played out and you realize.
Now that they got to win, and I want to, you know, make Leroy upset for a little second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take a look at the schedule and rename these games after they finally got their first win?
What did I call the Carolina game? What did I call the Chargers game?
Oh, Tua, no, that's Tua the Herbert. Yeah, two of them.
Versus Herbert.
Stance.
Okay.
What about keep going?
Yeah, what's after that?
So Cleveland. Browns? Yeah, we have don't lose.
Stand by that.
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have anything, actually.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Hmm.
Let me check.
I literally have it right here.
TCB.
Nothing. Cool. All right, Baltimore. Gigante Cojones game.
we'll see. That's pending. That's pending right now.
Lamar Jackson's not playing.
Right. That's pending right now. Then they lose.
Based on, I never thought I'd say this, but Baltimore's defense is terrible.
And then they just lose Metabuke, I think.
Out for the year.
Season with a neck.
Jeez.
So it's to be determined?
It's to be determined. That's pending. It's not that it's not a hit.
So so basically we wasted a second by you naming all these, and now we changing the name.
Well, I haven't changed the name. I think.
Well,
we're
just going down the list. Just
if we have to review. I mean, I don't like you to say we wasted time. I mean, it's a little rude, but you know, I think that from my I think from my standpoint, most of the games stand right now. I'm just, you know, the Gigante Cajones game. We'll wait. We'll see.
That's a big balls game, in case you're wondering.
Well, correct. One game is definitely.
RBA Richie knows Jake exactly what we're talking about.
Translate it.
I'm not translating.
Yeah, it's English. It's Spanish for giant cajones.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, appropriately, coming up next, the damage is done, my friend.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I want to let you guys know one more time about Stars and Strings. Stars and Strings is coming on back to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We got your chance to see all of your country music favorites together on stage. Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more. It's going down on November 6th for your chance to win tickets. Today's code word is strings. Text that to 20357. Text strings to 20357. If you guys want to buy tickets, go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All right. This is a sad story for me. Headline from the New York Post. Florida man arrested for allegedly killing, cooking, and eating pet peacocks in bizarre revenge plot.
So you know what's funny? I was sitting here on my phone and I saw the headline that he killed and ate his peacocks, but I didn't see the rest. So that's interesting. Do elaborate.
Interesting how you would be interested in that story before we even got in here today. Just saying. Of all the stories that are going on in the world, that was the one that you had your radar on, huh?
It wasn't in my radar. It just somehow showed up in my algorithm.
It feels like it was in your radar.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
Anyway, Craig Voigt, he was arrested last week after placing an outlandish letter in his neighbor's mailbox to tell her that he had killed and cooked his peacocks because, quote, she continued feeding them.
She? It's a girl?
Yes.
It wasn't me, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We sure? What was your whereabouts last week?
He didn't want her.
I wasn't
her to feed his peacocks.
That's right.
So he murked them.
He cooked those peacocks.
Shouldn't he be mad at her?
He said Voigt described killing the birds by cutting the peacock's neck with a knife and then cooking it in a frying pan.
Tasty.
He delivered the letter to the neighbor to prove a point that he will continue to kill his pet peacocks if she continues to feed them. A strange way to get revenge.
That's just weird. Yeah.
You guys want to see a look at this guy?
Yeah.
I'm so mad at you, I'm going to punch myself in the guts.
Does he fit the type? Does he fit the profile?
I can't say that he doesn't fit the type.
Wait. Vlad, let's start off with this.
What's the profile? Intangible. Definitely intangible. Thin. Probably skinny. Frail, maybe. Long,
long beard.
Woodstock, yeah. Like Woodstock, long hair. Look like you might have hair lice.
Might have used to have
hair
it.
Hair lice?
You know, maybe he had it for a while. Yeah. Well, this is the old peacock cook, and this is what he looks like.
Fits, oh my goodness!
Fits it to the T.
Yeah,
fits it to the T.
Wow.
He said, according to this report, while being taken to jail, Voigt allegedly chillingly told police that he, quote, plans to kill all his pet peacocks to prevent anyone from taking custody of them. That's some weird, sick stuff, man. Damage is done, my friend.
So strange.
Does he like the peacocks?
He loves them.
Somebody that has pet peacocks has, like, you know, relationship with them, or like, you know, I don't understand why he got a problem with the peacocks.
Well, he has a problem with anybody else thinking they can be near his peacocks.
Don't have peacocks in your yard. Like, people just gonna look.
Does this guy look like he can be reasoned with, Leroy? He's got one eye barely open.
I just think he only has one eye.
I think
he only has one eye there, buddy.
You sure he's not squinting?
No.
I don't think he could squint.
He can't squint. What, is he winking during his mugshot, Tobin? Wink. Wink. I tell you what, he does look like the kind of person that if he suggested he would eat his peacocks, dude is going to eat the peacocks, right?
What do you got for damages done, Leroy?
So, my damages done is going to go to all my Florida State friends who were talking about Miami, and I merely suggested, don't go in there on Friday and lose to Virginia and then mess up game day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I got ridiculed and laughed at, made fun of. So here's what I would like to say. You have ruined it for us. You went and lost to Virginia. You can't make it up. Don't then try to give us a primetime game, Florida-Miami, Florida State-Miami. Don't try to still put it on primetime without game day. No, the damage is done. Florida State ruined it. You lost to Virginia, an unranked team, as a top 10 team. You got the field bum rushed on you. It was just like, yeah. And there's nothing worse than a losing coach having to try to find the other coach in the middle of the chaos. Like, man, I listen, this is not a sportsmanship thing with me. But if all them people ran on the field, I would have just told them, say, tell him I'll holler at him later.
Nah, you fight.
I'm out.
Crazy, man. That was a wild scene.
Damage is done.
It was. Like, it was a good game if you didn't know one team was ranked in the top 10. Or the top, was it top five?
No, they weren't.
No, they were top 10.
They were 8. Yeah. They were 8, right? 8. Yeah.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Well, besides me putting myself in that whole thing where you guys were questioning me and my whereabouts last week with the Peacock situation.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was in St. Augustine, and I was actually around a lot of peacocks.
And this guy was in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Not yes, far it from wasn't me, okay? Anyway.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
Anyway, the Miami Sea Aquarium is finally coming to a close, guys.
It's still hanging around? Who's still going there?
Yeah, I thought
there?
It was closed for a long time, and it's not. But it's coming to close now.
Wasn't Ursay trying to get Lolita out of there before he kicked the bucket?
Didn't she?
No, it was way before. Maybe he was going to spend millions of dollars to fly Lolita to the ocean.
Hmm. Yeah, but she died, right?
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they let
Rest
her go.
Rest in peace to a legend.
Died. Yes. So the damage is to all the animals that did die. It was over 250 marine animals.
Wow.
Since really? It opened, yes. And now they're going to go ahead and try to transform it into a marina. And
a marina? Restaurant.
Yeah, another marina next to a marina.
Just what we need.
And they're going to put a aquarium.
Well, I like aquariums.
I know, that's why I mentioned it. And it focuses on the education and conservation of marine life.
Well, let me know if they need me on the board.
If you can't, can you concentrate on that? If you got animals in a fish tank? See what I'm saying?
There's a place up in
It's just it's like that's just a smaller Sea World.
No, I mean like, you know, it's like we're not talking about like a thing that needs a whole thing. Those clownfish.
You know they're gonna have sharks.
Clownfish live in the same coral reef.
Technically there's sharks in the one not so far around the bay, which is
We saw sharks in the one in Vegas.
No. There's the one that's the Frost Museum, is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, right there.
They had something with sharks, too, where, like, they weren't taking care of the sharks that great. I don't know if they fixed that.
I mean, why we...
At least maybe, I read that in a report.
I'm going to just throw this out there. Maybe it's not the fact that these animals have been kept in captivity. Maybe it's the way the people are taking care of these animals.
Perhaps.
Anybody ever thought of that? Because there's a lot of seaquariums and stuff all over our country that are awesome and don't have those same complaints.
Well, that's why they were saying that the facility was outdated and harmful.
Dude, let me tell you something about Miami Seaquarium. When you walked in there as a child, you knew it was outdated. All right? And that was 30 years ago. Maybe more.
Man,
I probably went to Miami Seaquarium maybe the first time I was like 33 years ago. I was six. And I thought it was sad. And that's when they didn't respect marine life at all.
Right. So that's the bigger problem, right? And I'm just like, I don't know this to be fact, but I'm just assuming with all of the aquariums around the country, and some of them are like great, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one we went to in Vegas was cool. The one in Atlanta is cool. right? Maybe it has to do with how they're taking care of the animals.
Perhaps.
Leroy, some animals would die. I understand that, which makes my point even more.
That's why the damage is done.
That's why the damage is done.
Vlad, what damage is done for
damage
you?
Damage is done.
James Franklin.
Ah, yeah.
He can't beat Oregon.
Beat Oregon? He can't win a big game against anyone. He's the Mike McDaniel of college football. That guy.
Oh, would it be Mike McDaniel who can't get? No, he would be the John Harbaugh.
Nah, Harbaugh got a Super Bowl.
Oh, all right.
Remember, we talked about this. You mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. Ring protection. That's the only thing that there's certain guys ring protection like Harbaugh and Tomlin saves them. Other guys, they don't. But James Franklin, how many times you're going to face a top-ranked team at home, a whiteout? By the way, I don't want to be part of a whiteout. Mm-mm. Not me. No, sir. But there was 113,000 all in white. Boring game in the first half. Fun game in the second half. And Drew Aller? That's another guy that needs the damages done. I don't want to hear anything about this guy being a first-round pick.
He's been in college for like 7 years, right?
Well, he stinks for those 7 years. And he's supposed to be a first-round pick? No way. No siree, Bob. Not me. Not drafting that guy. Yeah, James Franklin. You're going to get in the college football playoffs because, you know, that's the only big game you have, and everybody loves Penn State. But damage is done for losing against a top-ranked team at home.
Damage is done.
Don't forget, you got to say again.
Again.
Yeah. Crazy, man. That is damage is done. And always love getting that in on a Tuesday. And Sports Talk at WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.